head down to Akron and be joined by Zips head coach Tom Marth. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Thank you for your time, and obviously a tough Saturday afternoon with a 45-24 loss at Central Michigan. When getting back to the office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Zips.
Well, you know, I think if we start out in the kicking game, I think we executed at a really high level on special teams, which was a huge area of focus for us. It always has been, always will be, but, you know, we did not play well in those units against UAB. Didn't play that well against Illinois either. And to be able to come out and play as well as we did on special teams this past weekend was really exciting for our team and the growth and the progress that we're seeing in the kicking game. Offensively and defensively, we didn't play as well as I think we were capable of playing really in any phase. And I think as coaches, it's, you know, our responsibility to go back and look and say, okay, well, what were the reasons for that, and what were the factors, the things that we can control from a preparation standpoint, from a game day standpoint, to help our players perform at a higher level, to perform at a level that they're capable of. So I think that's been our focus here as a staff the last couple days. And I know as players, their focus is going to be on what they can do, to improve, and what steps we can all take and say, hey, this is the reality. This is where we're at. These are the things these are the mistakes that we're making, and what is it going to take to correct them? And I think if we can make a concerted effort at that, then we'll put ourselves in a much better situation.
And a reminder for our writers on the call: please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Art. Looking at the Central Michigan contest again from an offensive perspective, Cato Nelson, getting the ball around, diversity to his receivers from the passing game and the running game. What are areas you're looking for improvement as you look to host Troy this coming Saturday?
Well, the running game, we'd like to have one. I think first and foremost, running game has been non-existent here for the last couple weeks. Ran it with a little bit more effectiveness, in our opener against Illinois and UAB and Central Michigan. We did not run the ball at all with any sort of effectiveness. So that's a huge area for us. It's an area where we've really spent a lot of time and really trying to to figure out what the best options are for us, and what are the best situations that we can put our team in to give ourselves a chance to run. And I think when we do that, I think it'll improve our offense overall. As far as the passing game goes, I think we've had some success throwing the ball, but by no means is it where it should be. We're taking far too many sacks. A lot of that is a combination of just physically, some physical errors up front in conjunction with the quarterbacks holding on to the football too long. There's a number of instances and situations where we have open receivers, and they're in the one in our progression, and we got to be able to get the ball out. So I think that's that's the big focus for us offensively, in terms of the pass game, is just a protection standpoint. And I think too often offensive line bears the brunt of the criticism when your protection's not great, when you're giving up sacks. And I think as quarterbacks, as a former quarterback myself, and as the guy coaching the quarterbacks here, we got to bear as big of responsibility, and in some ways a bigger responsibility on that. So that's going to continue to be a major focus of ours, is being able to get the ball out of our hands, throw it away, get our quick completions, and not take sacks, especially on first and second down, which has been an Achilles heel for us all season long.
How about specifically on the defensive side, particularly the front seven, pinpointing for your areas of improvement and what you'd like to see better week four?
Well, I think that this past week, I don't think was a very good reflection of who we are on defense. I don't think we played as well as we were capable of playing really in any phase. And again, it comes down to just consistency, and whether you're talking offense, defense, or special teams, we have to find a consistent level of performance, because there's times you look at UAB where our run defense is off the charts. You know, and then you come to this week and, you know, we can't stop the run. You know, I have a hard time, you know, stopping anything. So, you know, there's just, there has to be consistency in how we play. And, you know, that's our responsibility as coaches is to, you know, help our players, you know, find that, you know, put them in position to, you know, where they can play at a consistent level.
Looking ahead to this week with a Troy opponent coming into your building, obviously, I would assume your Zips are itching to play another game based off of wanting to showcase their true talents. From a Troy perspective, what are some of the challenges they will present to you both offensively and defensively?
Well, you know, like we said, you know, it doesn't get easier. You know, Troy is a really, really good football team, a really talented football team that has had, you know, really outstanding success, you know, over the past few seasons and has a great history and tradition, you know, of success. So Troy is going to be a great challenge for us. They're a very athletic team. They're a very fast team. They're very aggressive defensively, offensively. They throw the ball really well. You know, throw for a lot of yards, and so it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be a challenge for us. But again, you know, our biggest focus again is on us, us going out there and executing at the level that we know we're capable of, and you know, and that's really the bottom line. So, you know, while Troy presents great challenges for us, the challenges is definitely internal. And if you look at, you know, look at our first three games, you know, we're not playing as well as we can play because of things that are within our control, not necessarily having to do with, you know, our talent versus the other team's talent or what they're doing per se. It's all about our execution. It's all about our understanding of you know, what it takes for, you know, each player to be successful within every given play, to, you know, to give yourself a chance to have a successful outcome. So that's our greatest focus right now, is just controlling the controllables and you know, worrying about the internal factors that you know, that we think are most important to being successful.
Well, Tom, I appreciate your time. I'll let you get back to preparation for Troy. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk again next Monday morning.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom. Again, for Tom Arth and his Akron Zips, coming off the 45-24 loss at Central Michigan in the contest, quarterback Cato Nelson, 241 yards passing, including 33 yards rushing and three passing touchdowns in that contest. For Akron, they'll be hosting Troy this coming Saturday, September 21st, 3 p.m. Eastern, and that game available on ESPN+.